talking about a home,
talking about a home,
talking about me and you, things we'll do or say at
home, talking about a home,
not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home, talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. And special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker, and a great special thanks to Chris Isaac for our home theme song. Today, we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with custom builder Troy Thomas with South Carolina Custom Home. Thomas Wolf with Lobo Builders. They're a builder that can help you build a mountain house up in Western North Carolina. Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. Kristen Tim with Title Creek Design. Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. Make sure to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Harry Morey on the cover. Hope you have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. Scott, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charlestown Plumbing.
So Charlestown Plumbing is a small, locally owned company. Owners live in the area. We cover a wide range of plumbing and water treatment, from pipelining, sewer cleaning, sewer pumps, your regular household, plumbing needs, fixtures, faucets, any repairs. We also do camera inspections, pipelining, and water filtration.
Mm-hmm.
We cover a wide gamut of topics in the plumbing field.
Just about anything to do with water.
Just about.
Well, if you're a homeowner, there's a few things that you definitely have to do. You really need a go-to electrician, and you most definitely need a go-to plumber. And so I hope our listeners this today will listen closely to the interview, and in case they have to get out of their car before we finish the interview. Scott, can you give us the phone number for Charlestown Plumbing? Because everybody, if you're a homeowner and you do not have a go-to plumber, you might as well make Charlestown Plumbing your go-to plumber. So go ahead and give your contact information right now before we go any further.
Sure. You can give us a call at Charlestown Plumbing, which is 843-212-4111. Or if you have any other questions, you could email us also at info@charlestownplumbing.com, and town has an E on the end of it.
Right, and Charlestown, there's two separate words.
All one word. Charlestown.
All one word. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, sir.
And give the phone number one more time.
843-212-4111.
Okay, and you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. All right, Scott. Well, let's talk one of those many services that Charlestown Plumbing offers is water filtration. And why is that important for a homeowner to think about versus just using the regular tap water that they have?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why, but the quality of water that's coming out of your faucet is very important, just health-wise. I know the cities and the towns do their best to treat the water. Typically, they do treatment through injection, which is injecting chlorine and anything to kill any bacteria in the water. A lot of studies have shown over time that leaving that stuff in the water as you're consuming it leads to a lot of health problems. So at Charlestown Plumbing, we would come out and do a full water test analysis and then then we design the right treatment for your typical water situation. There's also a page that everybody could go online and look up. It's EWG.org, which is just a government agency, environmental water group. And you simply type in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of contaminants that are in the actual water, drinking water supply in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. Does Charlestown Plumbing, do you folks do a whole house water filtration system, or can you just use it for like your kitchen sink, for example?
Typically, we would do both. We usually recommend whole house filtration system so that you're cleaning all the water in the house, right? Because really, you don't want all your appliances getting filled up with the calcium and the magnesium deposits that are in the water in Charleston area. Also, we offer a drinking water system, which is basically better than bottled water, and you have it on tap. So we offer both of those and usually recommend both of those when we're testing water, long as there's a need for it.
What kind of maintenance is involved with a whole house water filtration system from Charlestown Plumbing?
Typically, the system we're using right now comes with, like, I think a 10-year warranty. It comes from the manufacturer. It just requires a once-a-year maintenance, which is typically a couple $100 to come out and flush the tank and just check the levels and retest the water. A drinking water system is a little more. You have to come out and change. There's a series of filters. We use a 4-stage RO system right now, and typically you're going to change 3 of those filters once a year. Mm. And that typically is about a $300 cost per year.
And you said the letters RO. What does that stand for?
The reverse osmosis. So it's a permeated membrane filter that basically filters out all the contaminants in your water. Mm-hmm. All your lead, zinc, benzenes, anything like that that's in your water is going to get filtered out.
And for some of our listeners who have been in Charleston for a few decades, at least, there was a time when I moved into the Charleston area. I was living in Mount Pleasant in 1990, and you had to bring water like water containers to fill up at different RO. Places in Mount Pleasant where they had reverse osmosis water that you could get. And if you didn't, you had to use what was coming out of the tap, which at the time had kind of a greasy feel, and it was not the best water to drink. It had an odor to it. And I remember, when I moved here in 1990, I was in my early 30s, and had gone out for a night with friends, and woke up like just really thirsty, and had not made it down to the RO station to get my water, and had to drink some of that water, and it wasn't pleasant. And today it's completely changed. That you're getting, I guess, the water systems are doing reverse osmosis to take out some of those minerals, and the stuff that makes the water smell.
Yeah, they do. You know, you got to remember the filtration plant is filtering water on a massive scale,
right?
You know, trying to supply everybody at once, so it's probably not going through an RO system. They do have filtration systems, and like I said, typically they're injecting chlorine in there. Their main concern is to make sure it's potable, by government standards, that the water's drinkable and there's no bacteria in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, if you ever, I know I live up in Monk's Corner, and we had a water main break, I think, like 2 weeks ago, and then they put us on a boil alert. Mm-hmm. Because it had, a broken line. There was a chance of contaminants getting in there. And until they retested the water to make sure the chlorine levels were good and there was no bacteria in the water, that it was safe to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. An RO just is an RO system in your house is just, you eliminate the need to buy bulky cases of bottled water from Costco or wherever else you're buying them from.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting better quality water out of your faucet than you would get from those bottles.
That's true. And a lot of people don't like drinking out of plastic either. So you're able to reduce that. Well, everybody should have a water filtration system just for their own health. at their house and just to keep everybody safe. And just a quick comment, they refer to the water that comes out of your faucet as city water. And it doesn't matter if you live in a small town or something, they still call it city water. And that, like for Charleston, the water travels about 40, 50 miles through pipelines from the Edisto mm-hmm. River. And, if you've ever, we used to go canoeing down the Edisto River and you see all sorts of critters in the water and stuff. And then you think, wow, that water is just, that's traveling through a pipeline to the treatment center. Then it's treated, and then it's traveling through pipelines underground. And those pipelines underground are probably not stainless steel, and there's all sorts of things that you hear about with those failing as well. So, your clean tap water, it may be perfectly acceptable by government standards, but it's going through a lot of pipelines before it reaches your house, and so that's, to me, that's the main reason why you want to have a whole house water filtration. But then also, it's also going to help make your appliances that use water last longer, right? How does that work?
Correct. Longevity, right? So you're trying, appliances are a major concern. Or a major expense, right? So you don't want to spend, a couple thousand dollars on a tankless water heater and then in a couple of years have it filled up with all kinds of calcium deposits, especially in a tankless. There's small ports in the heat exchangers in a tankless, and that's why you have to do a yearly service on all the water heaters down here to flush, cleaning agents through there, whereas if you had clean, decent water going into there, you would eliminate the need for that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Charlestown Plumbing?
Sure. They could just give us a call. Like I said, the phone number is 843-212-4111. We actually have a Facebook page too, Charlestown Plumbing. Or you could email us at info@charlestownplumbing.com. We could get you all set up with a water test. And we can come out, do a water test, and any other needs that you have.
And another way to help identify who Charlestown Plumbing is, you've got that cute little dolphin in your your logo, right? What's the dolphin's name?
Charlie.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Charlie's Pod, yep. Charlie the Dolphin. You'll see our bands all over Charleston.
Sure. All right. Well, we have been talking with Scott Way with Charlestown Plumbing. And as I mentioned, you can always find Charlestown Plumbing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
And now we're talking with custom builder Troy Thomas with South Carolina Custom Homes. How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good. Troy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about South Carolina Custom Homes.
Absolutely. Be glad to. So we're a custom home builder, primarily down in Kiowa, Seabrook, Briars Creek, Johns Island, and in the Mount Pleasant. We do a lot of work ourselves. So we're not overly large, but we do that where we have a little bit more customer focus and more of a relationship that we feel. My wife and I, Renee, just love building custom homes, but we love expanding our relationships with our families.
Mm-hmm. So South Carolina Custom Homes, you say you do a lot of the work yourself. Does that mean that you don't subcontract out a lot of the work? You have your own people to when you're building a new custom home?
Yeah. So I come from a hands-on approach. I was kind of born and raised. I come from a dairy farm background and went to Purdue University, and the work ethic with just work and from the farm, my wife and I applied to our company. And early on, I found out where if I was a supervisor in the house, you're only going to one, just be there for a few minutes and move on to another project or go find something else to do. But I found it where if I can do sub work myself, and I don't do all the sub work, my brother and I, we wire each of our houses. We do the interior trim on each of our houses. and we do the hardwood flooring and rails and wherever else that we need to jump in ourselves to do and complete, we'll do that ourselves. But I found it that it keeps me on the job site much longer, and especially electrical, because my hands are touching every stud in the house as I'm running a Romex through the walls. Sometimes the framer, you know, it frustrates the framer because I have OCD. If I see some blocking that's not perfect, and I like things, you know, really pretty, and I want things really neat. But I basically, it allows me to have more quality control over the project by doing sub work. And that's what, you know, my brother and I and Renee feel like it's been successful for us.
What do your customers think about how hands-on you are at South Carolina Custom Homes?
They value that, because I can forecast things. And there's been times in the past where I see something, and electrical is a good way, because you're really getting into the swings of doors with light switches. And then sometimes you go in there like, this, you know, this door could probably be a left hand and be more functional. So we catch things probably more so than if we were just relying on subs that, you know, come in and do a good job and just go on to their next project. But so our homeowners value it. Plus, you know, I see them more. So when they're in town, or if they're coming by every other day, and, you know, they'll see my brother and I and Renee on the job, and that gives them more assurance that you know, we have their investment.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your wife a couple of times. I always thought that she was more of a back of the house type of person, handling the back end of things. But she's on the job site as well.
Oh yeah, Renee is the MVP. You know, Troy and John, we're just the guys with the hammers and tool belts. Yeah, she's inside, she's outside. The project we're working on for Miss Joanne, she's delivered hardwood flooring. She jumps in there with Annabelle and carries bundles of tile in, bundles of hardwood in, and she's all hands-on approach as well.
Well, that's fantastic. That's very impressive. Well, Troy, let's talk about a project that you're working on now with South Carolina Custom Homes. Tell me about that.
Sure. So the one we're working on now in Seabrook on the haulover is Joanne. We met her in 2014, built her a beautiful custom house just around the corner. And then about 2 years ago, she called and said she had an idea about maybe upsizing and just, you know, flipping her house that we built in 2014. So she sold that, and now we're building her 7,000 square foot house just around the corner. Mm. And it's been a big project. It's been a lot of fun, but it's really starting to come together, and we're very delighted in it. It's been fun for this one, because, you know, A, we already know Joanne, the relationship's already there. So we just picked up right where we left off in on her last house and having a lot of fun. And the subs love her. And that it goes with what we've talked about in the past. If you have a homeowner that just values your work, values your subcontractors, these guys and I will go above and beyond doing anything we can to make mm-hmm. her happy.
Oh, that's great. What stage is the home in right now?
So we are putting cabinets in. Mm. So hardwood floors and cabinets are going in right now. And so it's to the point now where it's, you know, for a little while, it doesn't change as that quick, but now it's evolving and something just absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And are there any special features of the home that come to mind?
Yeah, so John and I, we did a 24-foot barrel ceiling in the great room.
Mm, nice.
That was new for him and I, so we had to get a lot of scaffolding in. So we did the big barrel. That looks really beautiful. It just got painted the other day. And we got a swimming pool in the back. Large screen porch, lots of porches. It's a vast house, but it's not over the top. It's just everywhere you look, your eyes are attracted to different features.
Mm-hmm. And the homeowner that you are building this house for right now, she is a repeat customer of South Carolina Custom Homes.
Yep. And she is. And she's actually our fourth repeat customer. So we take great pride in that. And they call and come back, and, you know, they want to build something newer or, you know, flipping our project. And so, yeah, so she's our fourth. We take great pride in that.
Yeah.
And like I said, the guys, you know, my brother and I have this thing. My brother, he's known for being really loud. And I don't know where it happened at, but, you know, years ago, if the homeowner walks up, you know, he just, wherever he's at, he'll scream the person's name. And the homeowners actually start enjoying it because they feel like they're a celebrity. And, like, well, Joanne will walk up later today, and my brother just go, Joanne! And then the tile guy starts it. So it's kind of a fun tradition, but that just kind of gives you a snap glimpse of what the culture is and the excitement level.
Yeah, well, that's a huge compliment to South Carolina Custom Homes that you have so many repeat customers, because, you know, the traditionally, you love your builder at the beginning of a project, but you kind of want to wring their neck at the end. And to have so many happy customers and that they want to hire you again, that's a huge compliment to South Carolina Custom Homes. And folks should take note of that. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you or mention that... tell our listeners quickly about your full-time job. You and your wife manage South Carolina Custom Homes, but then you have a separate job from that, right?
Yeah, so I've been a career firefighter for 28 years, and it's been a great career. I have 4.5 years to go. But it's allowed me to have two full-time jobs in the fire department. We do 2 24-hour shifts a week. And so it, you know, allows me to have a lot of time where I can spend on the job. And it's been a blessing. I'm currently a battalion chief, and I get excited. And this job out here in the construction, you know, keeps me fit. Keeps me up to knowledge on building construction. It helps me, you know, forecast to the guys and teach them what to look for. But it's been a great career. I'm looking forward to having one full-time job one day. but you know, there's some days where we don't get any sleep at night. But, you know, it's just, you know, once you get out there and get moving and the guys start talking, and then Joanne pulls up later and my brother John's going to holler her name and just lifts us all up. But it's great. I've been super blessed to have two careers that I love to do.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about South Carolina Custom Homes?
Sure. So we're on the web, and you can see us through Charleston Home Design Magazine. And the best way I always say is you see our phone number, just call that number, 843-670-2023. It goes right to me. And I'm a personal guy, so I love the chat, especially if it's talking about building construction or the fire department. And so just call me and love to talk, see how we can, you know, join up with you and build your dream home.
Well, that's great. And you've got a fantastic website address, SouthCarolinaCustomHomes.com, SouthCarolinaCustomHomes.com. So I'm sure a lot of people would love to have that that particular web address. But and you can always find South Carolina Custom Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. We've been talking with custom builder Troy Thomas with South Carolina Custom Homes. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you all very much. God bless.
And now we're talking with custom builder Thomas Wolf with Lobo Builders. How are you doing, Thomas?
I'm great today. Hope you are.
Sure, yeah. Thomas, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Lobo Builders.
Lobo Builders is a custom home builder based in Asheville, North Carolina, and we specialize in custom new homes and large-scale residential renovations. We started, my wife and I started Lobo in 2012, really as a retooling from the big recession of 2008. Mm-hmm. I started as a carpenter's helper at 13, which was 41 years ago. Mm. And found myself in real estate and development, you know, up until the recession. And of course that wasn't, it was kind of hard on us, of course, like a lot of people that were, you know, in real estate around that time. And my wife, Annie, encouraged me to kind of retool and go back to my roots. And so we started doing one house at a time, and she did a lot of design work at that point. And yeah, we transitioned to more custom construction about 6 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and have grown our team to 18 full-time employees, and just love recreating, creating and recreating people's living spaces.
Mm, that's great. So Lobo Builders, you folks build custom luxury mountain homes.
Yes, sir.
And I assume Western North Carolina. Why are you interested in building in the Charleston market?
Well, there's a longstanding cultural and economic tie between Asheville and Charleston. And we've spent a lot of time over the last 25 years in Charleston, in and around Charleston. We've got a home share in at Folly, and there's, you know, a lot of people come to the mountains from your area, you know, to enjoy the cool summers, and a lot of us come down there to go to the beach, and we feel like there's a really good, like, cultural symbiotic relationship there.
Gotcha. So I know that in the summertime here in Charleston, everyone wants to head to the mountains, and I imagine in the summertime, folks in the mountains want to head to the beach.
That's true.
Gotcha. Well, is there an opportunity for our listeners here in Charleston to invest in Western North Carolina mountain homes?
Well, there certainly is. You know, the because of political climates, you know, short-term rental rules are different community to community. And I'm aware that in Charleston, that's about been shut down. And the short-term rental market in Western North Carolina is much more favorable. You know, our rules are quite liberal compared to yours. And, you know, there's certainly an opportunity for a vacation home or, you know, split living opportunity, but also a big opportunity for, you know, for rental or investment property here in a much more favorable climate.
Gotcha. So there's lots of short-term rentals in Western North Carolina that someone could buy and then be able to enjoy if you want part of the year and rent it out the other time.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. And is Lobo Builders I'm trying to understand, are you trying to talk to people in Charleston about building a home in the mountains or a short-term rental, or do you have short-term rentals for sale in the mountains?
Well, we don't have any for sale. Yes, our goal is that we could be of service to people of the low country coming to the mountains, you know, either for vacation or for investment purposes. And we do also build some stuff on a speculative basis. So we've got a couple of projects that would currently be available or coming up to be available. But we really focus and specialize, you know, on custom construction. So if somebody's looking to build an accessory unit or a multifamily property or, you know, a family retreat in the mountains, we could – be of help with all of that.
Okay. So if it would someone would if someone called Lobo Builders about building in the Charleston area, would you be able to help them, or are you sticking to the Western North Carolina area to be doing your construction at Lobo Builders?
Yeah, we're sticking to the Western North Carolina area as far as Lobo Builders doing the building, but I've got referral partners in the Charleston area, and we can certainly help with that as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I understand now. So if folks are looking to build a custom home in the mountains and you live in Charleston, you don't have any contacts up in Western North Carolina, you can call Lobo Builders and talk to you folks about helping construct a custom home in Western North Carolina.
Yes sir, we'd be so thrilled to help.
Gotcha. How is Western North Carolina doing since Hurricane Helene?
That is a great question, and thank you for that, because it's, you know, we tend to, I think collectively, we tend to see the news bites and then that gets forgotten. So I appreciate that question for sure. You know, it was more devastating than it appeared, I'll tell you that. And we've got a long road of recovery ahead of us still. And we've been making tremendous inroads towards the recovery. And I think something we learned as a community and also within our team at Lobo is just really taking stock of those people around us and being reliant on them in times of need. You know, we were in Lobo. We were able to take care of each other as needed. You know, some of us needed generators and chainsaws and, you know, help moving stuff, you know, which we were able to do that. And then also we've been able to help in the wider community as far as recovery there. And just a lot of good stuff. The parkway's almost open. The Blue Ridge Parkway's almost open, and Lake Lure is full again, which is awesome. And they've opened Route 9 open to Lake Lure. So there's a lot of good stuff going on, but also we'll be rebuilding for years to come. Mm-hmm. So we're grateful for that. Yeah.
Are there some pretty decent deals up in Western North Carolina in terms of buying property?
There are, and you got to know where to look for them, but we can assist with that. And, you know, I think it's really important to begin to understand really what you're looking for, because there's in real estate investment and also as you search for a home, there's dozens of different ways to interact with that. And so it's just really important for you to for someone to think through, well, do they want to live more in town, or they want to live more out a little bit, or do they want to are they interested in a multifamily property, or maybe a property that they live in but they can rent the basement or something like that. So just really dialing down on giving some good thought and consideration to really how you want to go about that is really informative as you begin searching that out.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Lobo Builders?
Well, they can catch us on the web at lobobuilders.com, and they can also reach out to us by telephone, and our telephone is 828-252-1841.
All right. And you can always find Lobo Builders within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with custom builder Thomas Wolf with Lobo Builders. Thanks so much, Thomas.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. How are you doing, Justin?
If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Well, Justin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Brothers Mattress.
Yeah, so a little bit about Brothers Mattress. I started in the mattress industry back in 2002. Started a mattress company with my uncle. And then shortly after that, I joined the Marine Corps a couple years later and and kind of went and traveled the world and really bounced around to a lot of different industries after that. And then kind of got back into the mattress game a few years ago and realized that it had changed tremendously from back in 2002 when I kind of first was introduced to it, and realized there was a big kind of hole in the marketplace. Mattress prices has really gotten out of control. And so I kind of found a niche in finding premium products that I could get for people at a reasonable price and make it to where a good night's sleep wasn't something that you could only get at a high-end hotel or if you had, you know, really deep pockets. And so the idea for Brothers Mattress was kind of formed out of that. And then, you know, the name. I have three brothers. I served in the Marine Corps. And so the whole idea was like, you know, centered around being a family business through and through, being a part of the community and, you know, being that person that you can rely on to help you and help guide you through this process, which can be daunting for a lot of people, which is buying a mattress.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what types of mattresses does Brothers Mattress sell?
Sure. The types of mattresses that we sell are Helix, Brooklyn Bedding, Lisa, and Birch. Birch is our organic brand. They're all made here in the United States. They're made in a factory in Phoenix. They're all made to order, and they all come with a lifetime warranty. So we really found a company that we love that stands behind their product, and we feel confident that we can stand behind it as well, knowing that it's the highest quality available. It's made here in the United States. And so all those things kind of check all the boxes for us.
Mm-hmm. How do you match a customer with the right mattress? Whenever we've bought a mattress, it's laying down on the mattress in the store for, you know, 60 seconds, and you don't really know what you're buying until you get it home and start sleeping on it.
Absolutely. Great question. So one of the things that we focus on is we're here for your long-term comfort and your long-term business, right? So we do 120-day sleep trial. So if you're not happy, you know, we want you to come back in and reselect. So one of the first things I ask people when they come in is, what are you looking for? You know, is it a soft, you know, do you like a softer mattress? Do you like a firmer mattress? Or is it somewhere in between? And then I really tell people, and I stress the importance of not just coming into a mattress store and laying on everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not coming into a mattress store after a great night's sleep. You know, you're coming in here because what you currently have is causing you problems. Whether you're waking up with a sore back, you know, a sore neck, or you just are sleeping in, we all know this, right? Where you get to that point in your mattress where you're kind of sleeping in a bowl, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
because there's just kind of that hole in your mattress. So it's important that, you know, you keep that in mind, right? And let us kind of help guide you to the right thing. You know, if you don't like soft mattresses, well, there's about a dozen mattresses in here that I wouldn't even have you lay on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they might feel nice for that 60 seconds that you're laying on them, you know, we know that long term, if you don't like a soft mattress, that's not going to be necessarily a great fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we really focus on that first, right? What do you like as far as comfort level? And then we're going to talk a little bit more about how you sleep, right? Do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back? Do you toss and turn? Do you sleep hot? Do you sleep cold? Because those are all things that we can find a mattress that is tailored to those specific things.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of things we focus on.
What are the mattresses that can be found at Brothers Mattress made of?
Sure. It's a myriad of different materials. I don't particularly care for all foam mattresses. I do have a few, but generally I have personal concerns about the longevity of a foam mattress. So most everything that I have in here are hybrid mattresses, meaning they have some semblance of a coil unit at the base and then some various different levels of foam, right? So that can be graphite infused, memory foam, cooling foams. Some of them have latex layers, and then they're all available with a cooling layer on the top for those of you that sleep on the warmer side.
Gotcha. And is there how long should someone expect a mattress from Brothers Mattress to last?
Our goal is to see you in this mattress for 15 to 20 years. Now, that said, it's important that you take steps to take care of your mattress. Okay, a couple things that you can do that are rotating your mattress on a regular basis. We're creatures of habit, right? So if you're anything like me, you sleep on the same, you know, really like 18 inches. I've got a king size mattress and I sleep in the same like 18 inch section every night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that I rotate my mattress to make sure that I'm not just sleeping on one little portion and that portion's getting worn out faster than the rest of the mattress. So rotating the mattress is very important. Keeping a mattress protector on it, right? Because anything that comes in contact with that mattress is going to degrade it over time. So making sure that we try and keep it covered and keep everything off of it will help extend the life.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your website, Bros, B-R-O-S, mattress.com. It says, built to last, all mattresses come with a lifetime warranty so you can rest easy.
Yep. Yeah, so everything comes with a lifetime warranty from the factory, which is great. We're really excited about that, and we stand behind our products. And, you know, we're here for you for the long run. Mm-hmm. We're not just here, you know, to get you in something and then, you know, after a couple years have to get you in something new. You know, we want something that is going to last for a long time.
And who are those cute kids on your homepage that are jumping on one of the Helix mattresses?
Yeah, so that's my son Landon and my daughter Madison. My daughter Madison, shout out to her. She just turned 10, which makes me feel old, but I told her she's not allowed to age anymore. So therefore, I'm not aging anymore. So now that we've come to terms with that, and then my son Landon is 11.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, when you're making a decision to buy a new mattress, you if you have a choice of buying from a company that is veteran owned, that's local here in Charleston, that the owners live and are part of the community right here in Charleston, you might as well give Brothers Mattress a chance. Visit Brothers Mattress and see if they can help you. And where is Brothers Mattress located?
So we are in the Point Hope Shopping Center off Clements Ferry Road. It's the public shopping center off Clements Ferry.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And one last question. What are some of the telltale signs that someone needs a new mattress?
Sure. I think some of the things that we talked about earlier, whether it be, you know, you're waking up with neck pain, back pain, you've got that dreaded bowl effect in your mattress where you're just kind of, you know, you're sleeping in a bowl, right? It's hard to climb out of your mattress. And then, of course, time, right? If it's been 10, 12 years, and the mattress is looking a little rough, it's probably time to consider something new.
Mm, gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Brothers Mattress?
Yeah, the best thing is to go to our website, www.brosmattress.com, or feel free to give us a call here at the store, and we're here 6 days a week.
All right, great. Well, and you can always find Brothers Mattress within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with veteran Justin Morris with Brothers Mattress. Thanks so much, Justin.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. How are you doing, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Kristen, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Tidal Creek Design.
Yeah, so we are a full-service landscape design firm, and we work with clients from concept of design and creating their outdoor space all the way to actually using their outdoor space. We like to bring the outdoors and make it, like, I guess, to live and make it an extension of their home. Mm-hmm. So they have more usable space, whether it's just beautifying the view even more or actually making it a space that they can enjoy with a pool or outdoor kitchen or a living room. So.
Well, we're very lucky. All those poor northerners who are suffering through the winter months, they can't imagine what it's like to enjoy outdoor living space right now, and then they only get a couple three months of decent weather before fall. But we're so lucky here in the Low Country. A lot of people, they love their location of their home. They maybe want a little bit more space to spread out a little bit, and extending that space outdoors and creating a really special outdoor living space it's not only possible. If you live here in the Charleston area, you should definitely take advantage of it. And how does Tidal Creek Design go about helping homeowners extend their space outdoors?
Yeah, so we always start our projects with an initial site visit, which we typically plan for about an hour of time. And that time we kind of go through with a fine-tooth comb, essentially, your property. So I like to walk around with clients. I normally like to start inside their house too, so I can kind of get an idea of what their tastes are inside, with their decor and kind of, you know, what furnishings they have. And then, you know, kind of talk about just general aesthetics of like what their landscape goals are, what do they want to do outside, and then, you know, spend some time walking around outside. Obviously, we address any issues that we have, if they have any drainage issues, or they want to have, you know, more privacy, or they need to screen, you know, a view, something like that. We'll talk about all of that, but then really kind of stand in the space and kind of, you know, use our imagination and visualize like different rooms and living spaces and that, and kind of find out their habits too, like their living habits. What are they doing when they get home? What are they doing after, you know, work and enjoying that time outside? Do they like to garden? Or do they want to just sit and read a book or eat lunch or dinner outside? Things like that. So we kind of go through all of that along with what plants do they like? How much shade do they have? You know, sunlight, all of that fun stuff. Or do they have full sun and they need an umbrella or a pergola, you know, something to help kind of redirect or block some of the sunlight. So we kind of really go through, like I said, with a fine-tuned comb and like figure out exactly what we need to use as parameters when we're putting that design together for them.
You know, it really sounds like you're an interior designer except for the exterior. And I've not heard anybody call themselves an exterior designer, but that's pretty much what Tidal Creek Design can help homeowners with, right?
Yes, absolutely. We actually are working with a current project now that's starting construction, but we started the design process back at the beginning of fall, and we full on exterior design going beyond the landscape. We actually are re-siding their house, and we did a brand new front door design, changing out their front porches, stairs, back porches as well, changing out railings, like all of this in conjunction with the landscape design, and the like a new fence and everything. So I'm excited to see that one come together, because we literally, it's like we kind of took the makeup off the house and then we are reapplying it. So I think it's going to be a neat project. But yes, the exterior designer, you know, it's funny, in certain contexts I have said to my, like, talking about what I do, I am essentially an exterior designer, because we are bringing in the furnishings and all of those finishing touches with planters and that too, and picking out pool tiles and house colors and things like that, that just goes beyond the interior of the house. So
Tidal Creek Design, you folks are not just getting your hands dirty with plantings and things like that. What are some of the other elements that you help homeowners with? You mentioned like furniture selection or paver selection and an installation, and what other types of elements?
Yeah, so kind of all of the above. So we have done hardscaping. A lot of people now are, I would say 95% of all projects have a component of hardscaping in it, whether it's a new walkway, a patio, pool decking, you know, things like that. So we will bring, which I wish there was a lighter option for pavers because they are heavy, but we bring paver samples to clients, or we'll meet at different suppliers around town to select those pavers. Furnishings, I carry a large variety of different outdoor furnishing vendors, and I love the lines because they're high quality. They're built to handle our coastal environment and the salt air. Fabrics too, you know, we help select fabrics for that. Planters, pergolas, wood finishes, things like that. It's funny too, because I have had a few clients that have brought me inside as well, and we've just talked about different things. And we actually have a project too where we ended up bringing, my father works with me some too. He actually does woodworking, and he built a banquette for an eat-in kitchen area. And my mother-in-law is a, I'm say, semi-retired interior designer. She still dabbles a little bit, but she can do drapery and all that. And so we ended up doing a whole like eat-in kitchen inside of a banquette and window treatments and that. So I've had a few clients that are like, what do you think about this? You know, should I have some wallpaper? Do I need window treatments here? And I give my opinion, and if they go for it, we do it. So it's kind of funny how you really can, you know, be a good transition from interior to exterior and kind of do both. The exterior portion of it, you just have to have extensive plant knowledge and know what plants work and like the different environments and things like that. And same for inside, you have to know what plants work inside as well, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's one of those things that a lot of contractors, carpentry contractors, experience when they're doing some work on a house. The project starts to spread, and the homeowner says, "Well, while you're here, we might as well do this or that or whatever."
Yes, it always starts, can I get your opinion on this? Uh-huh. And then it leads to something else too. So, but we have fun with it, and I love working with my clients. I get to know them really well through the process, just because we're asking questions about their life and, you know, what their routines are and what they enjoy doing while they're home. And we want to make this space a place to come home to and just relax and enjoy, not something you're coming home after a stressful day of work and you're stressed out already by, you know, getting home. So, you know, we really strive to listen to what they're saying and make sure that we are maximizing their space for their budget.
Well, it's most homeowners would say, if I could just snap my finger and have this new outdoor space, that would be great. But this sounds like about the closest thing to that is to have Tidal Creek Design come out, and you know, within a short amount of time, Tidal Creek Design can transform whatever the outdoor space that they're looking for. And even in the summertime, do you take into account like the prevailing winds and things like that, so people can stay cool during the summer and so forth?
Yes, yeah, we do. We take into account that, along with, again, like with sunlight, and we're strategic about where we are placing plants if we need, you know, again, or like a pergola. So if somebody's in full direct hot afternoon sun but wants to enjoy their outdoor space in the afternoon, then we're going to be looking at whether it's a roof structure, or are we going to put some canopy trees there that can really filter that sunlight, or do we need to have, you know, a pergola with a shade cloth on it, something like that. But yes, or we position spaces to where if we are getting some winds, even though the winds can change, but where are we going to maximize things like that coming through? So,
yeah. Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, people are already starting to think about spring, and what would be your recommendations as far as what homeowners should be thinking about and doing as we approach spring and the outside of their home?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, I mean, we're in mid-February. This is a great time to start with your landscape designs. Depending on the extensive of the design, is you might be enjoying it by the end of spring, beginning of summer. If it's a little more detailed, like doing a pool, things like that, then you might be looking at kind of towards the end of the summer, enjoying that space. I always recommend if you're doing pools, start probably anywhere from like 8 to 12 months before you want to be enjoying that pool, just because there's a lot of permitting processes with it. Right now, even if you're doing just like a small little yard refresh, or you need to update your outdoor furnishings and that, this is the perfect time to start doing that so that you are able to enjoy it this spring and the beginning of the summer.
Well, that sounds great. How can folks get more information about Tidal Creek Design?
Sure. So you can head to our website, which is just tidalcreekdesigns.com. And we have a contact us form you can fill out, and we'll get back with you to schedule a phone call. If you want to look at some of our projects, our Instagram is a great place to check all of that out. Or you can come see us at Madison Miller Decor on Johns Island. It's on Hollydale Court, and that's a great place to come see. We have a small little showroom retail space in there, so you can pick up some great little planters and garden accessories, as well as select some outdoor furnishings too.
That sounds great. And you can always find Tidal Creek Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Christian Tim with Tidal Creek Design. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.